We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield, live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Also brought to you by Cheerleader. Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
And a happy Wednesday. From Cheerleader Pub and Grill and another edition of Tiger Talk here on the Central Bank Tiger Network. We call it Tiger Talk officially. You here in the crowd know it as Wet Wednesdays with drink here at Cheerleader Pub and Grill on the corner of 63 and Stadium in Columbia. I'm Mike Kelly. Eli Drinkwitz is alongside. Coming up on this edition of the show, we'll hear from the Director of Football Operations, Andy Lutz, and also wide receiver Deontay Booth-Smith will join us as well in our players segment. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. Also, speaking of Shelter, the Tiger Talk presented by Shelter recently ranked highest in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. 3 of the last 4 years, number one in price by J.D. Power. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter. Missouri 2-1 on the season. Tigers coming off of a win against Southeast Missouri State, 59-38, last Saturday. On the road this weekend, first ever trip to Boston to take on the Golden Eagles of Boston College. Game kicks off 11 a.m. Central Time. You'll hear it here beginning at 9. With that, let's bring in the head coach of the Tigers. Please welcome Eli Drinkwitz, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate everybody being here tonight. I mean, it's a wet and wild Wednesday already. We got free drinks provided by somebody. And then we've got, we've got some Mizzou students, Greek life here. We got Phi Delta Theta. Yeah, bringing it strong. And then we got Pi Delta Beta Phi here. And then we've got the Streakers over here. I mean, you're bringing it all together. This is the place to be on Wednesday night.
This is the place to be on Wednesday.
You got free drinks. You got sororities, fraternities. You got Streakers. You got the football coach.
Absolutely.
We got your bald head. Who knows what's coming next?
Where else would you want to be?
Nowhere.
Except for Cheerleader. And, by the way, go ahead and give it up for the staff here at Cheerleader and the job they're doing. staff, the servers, bartenders. Appreciate their work. Appreciate the opportunity to be here each and every week. We got a lot of ground to cover. Excited to introduce you to Boo Smith a little later. Andy Lutz is going to be here, Missouri's Director of Football Operations. But we begin with the coach. Let's just talk about the week so far. Okay. Coming off of a win, how's it going?
Good. It's always good to get a win, always good to have that feeling and confidence from your performance, and then also be able to watch the tape and be critical and say, okay, we did this really good, but boy, we can do so much better. You know, we had a great opportunity. We played 77 players in the game, and there was a lot of different guys who got opportunities to put their product on tape and then figure out where exactly they stack up, and that was really good. And so I look forward to, you know, we had a really good week of improvement. You know, our coaches are motivated, our players are motivated, and we actually leave tomorrow to head to Boston.
Think about that number. 77 players saw action in the game. How important is that, not only for your coaching staff to see how those kids are going to be able to react in game settings, but also from them just to be able to, if you will, calm the nerves a bit?
Yeah, I mean, we're a developmental program, all right? So we don't always get ready-made products. You know, we have to put them in the opportunity to make mistakes and continue to grow and develop. And so we had a lot of people. I mean, we had three different quarterbacks play, three different touchdown drives. We had a lot of players make their first touchdown or first catch or first tackle, and that's an awesome thing.
Great note from Molly O'Meara, who handles media relations for football. Miss Molly came up with this: five scores of 45 yards or more, which is a Missouri record. Previous record was four against Iowa State in 1942.
That's pretty good. That's strong.
That is strong.
That's strong.
And you had guys like, you know, that showed what the future is going to hold. A guy like a Chance Looper, a guy like a J.J. Hester. Boo Smith got in the end zone with a long touchdown catch. Michael Cox with a ramble to the end zone late. You know, you saw some young guys and saw their athletic ability in the process, didn't you?
Well, I mean, you even saw Michael Cox do some things. You know, he did it in the spring, and we're a little bit unsure, okay, does that translate? And then he did in the game. I mean, he's going to get some carries at Boston College. He's earned that opportunity, and we're excited for him to continue to improve. You know, we've really been harping on him on his ball security, but he did a nice job producing with the ball in his hand. And when you do that in a game setting, you get opportunities to keep doing that. So we're excited to see him up in Boston get a couple of carries.
Well, and that's one of the things you talked about in previous weeks, and something that Curtis Looper has talked about. You were waiting for that third back to step forward and say that they were ready to take those opportunities.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think B.J. Harris did some really nice things for us also. I think, you know, Dawson Downing does some really nice stuff for us in protection and can obviously carry the ball too. But, you know, Elijah and Beatty have some similar speed and quickness, and now you're going to be able to mix in a more power back with Cox. And so I think that's going to be a good deal for our football team.
Missouri will host Tennessee coming up next Saturday at 11 o'clock. You can get to Memorial Stadium for the Tigers' first home conference game of the season in a big SEC East matchup. Reserve your tickets today, mutigers.com, and we'll see you October the 2nd for Mizzou football. Tigers on the road.
First things first. Boston College.
Tigers on the road at Boston College. Coming up this Saturday, again, 11 a.m. is the kickoff. Our coverage here begins at 9. We'll have more with the coach up next. From Cheerleader on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
You could call it swagger. You could call it a vibe. You could call it confidence. You could call it cool. Or you could call it exactly as it is, Tiger Pride. Show your Mizzou spirit with a Tiger checking card, only from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Member FDIC.
It's time we all get back. It's time we all get back to more. More one-of-a-kind Saturdays. More rockin' jam-packed stadiums. More of what makes the mighty Southeastern Conference so much more. Team up with the SEC and learn more about the COVID-19 vaccination by going to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC backs the vax because it's time we all get back to more. Go to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC. It just means more.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. And throughout our history, it has never wavered. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faro Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait.
Wait. Wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit NextHomeParadigm.com. That's NextHomeParadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, did you know that 1 in 7 Missourians are food insecure? That's why Mizzou football partners with the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri to continue the proud Tiger tradition of Score Against Hunger. Join Coach Drinkwitz and the Tigers to bring hope at scoreagainsthunger.org, presented by MPix. Also remember this episode of Tiger Talk, along with other great content and episodes available on the Inside Mizzou Sports Podcast, presented by Shelter Insurance. Be sure to subscribe today. Tigers at Boston College coming up on Saturday. First ever trip that Missouri has made to play Boston College. First time the Tigers will play a team from the ACC since 2011, when Missouri blew out North Carolina in the Independence Bowl in Shreveport on a really wet day, torrential rains. You were asked about the trip going to Boston College.
Yep.
And playing Boston College.
Yep.
Much has been made of your comments.
Yep.
I didn't see your full comments in some of the things that summarized what was being said.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's what people do, is they take fragments of conversations and try to make them more than what they were. We're extremely excited to play this game. We're extremely excited to go to Boston. We'll leave tomorrow. It's a great test for us. I think there'll be a great atmosphere. This is a really quality football team that's well coached. You know, they got some really, really talented players. Zay Flowers, obviously, is a potential first-round draft pick at wide receiver. They've got potential first-round draft picks on the offensive line. Their defense is really solid. So it's going to be a really tough test and a really good game. And that's really what I said. And then they said, what about future scheduling? And I said, well, in the future, nothing to do with now, because we're really excited about playing this game. But in the future, I'm excited, and I should have said it like this. Mm-hmm. I should have said, I'm excited about playing Kansas and Illinois. You know, because I am excited about playing those regional rivalries, and I think those are really fun for college football. This is also a great opportunity for us, and so look forward to getting them there. You know, Coach Halfley had made his comment about me calling him, and if I called him, he'd move the game. I tried that. He wouldn't move it, so we'll still go up to Boston College this week, and we'll play. And it's going to be a really tough test, and we're really excited about it. I mean, my brother and his family and my dad are already in Boston. They're already touring around. I think we're going to have a great contingent of Mizzou fans up there. I know Mike Mayetti's family is needing about 1,000 tickets, and I think Messiah Swenson's family needs about 50. So we're going to have some black and gold in that stadium. I'm going to be excited to play.
Mike Mayetti, of course, from New Jersey. Messiah Swenson from Long Island, New York. We'll talk more personnel with BC. Let's stick with scheduling just for a moment, because it came out today. 2022 SEC schedule came out. I look at the 22 season, Coach, you're going to play three of the first four games on the road, at Middle Tennessee, at Kansas State, then a home game, and then you open SEC play at a place you're familiar with, at Auburn.
We play four of the six, first six on the road.
Yeah.
Yep, it's going to be tough. I got my hands full this Saturday. If I start worrying about that, man, I've only got five haircuts left, and then I'm joining your team. And so if I start thinking about that, I'll only have two haircuts left. So I got enough problems with today, you know.
Yeah. Hey, one of your young players got in. He's been playing in each of the first three games. I'm talking about the young defensive end, Johnny Walker Jr.
Yeah.
Had his first sack in the game on Saturday.
Wasn't that awesome?
It was awesome. Just what has allowed this young man to progress up the depth chart and to become an impact player?
You know, really hard work. Johnny has really dedicated himself to the task of developing. When he came in, he was 207 pounds. Now he's around 240 pounds, but he still has great quickness and speed. And he's got power, and he can really rush off the edge, and he's not afraid of contact. I mean, the guy is not afraid of contact. And so I'm really proud of Johnny Walker's development and the football player that he's going to be. That's really all. I can't say enough good things about what he's doing and how much better he's going to continue to get. You know, he's just a redshirt freshman, and we knew he would be a developmental player, but he's having to develop at a quicker rate than what we expected.
The other thing I wanted to talk about is your young quarterbacks.
Okay.
Brady Cook.
Yeah.
Tyler Macon. They both saw their first action of the season in the game against Southeast Missouri. Brady got one opportunity in terms of a drive, led you down to score, was perfect throwing the football for 5 for 5. Just what did you like about the way that he managed that opportunity?
You know, I thought he was very decisive in his reads, very, very good with the football. He converted a couple of third downs, which is always difficult to do, especially coming off the bench, but he knew exactly where to go with the ball, had a plan. You know, he'd already played, had played last year a little bit in the Vanderbilt game and some other games. And so I just felt like it was an opportunity. Once he felt good about it, I kind of treated it like a preseason game and said, okay, you know, I want to see what Mako can do, just because he hasn't had as many opportunities. And so put him in there and really thought he did a nice job. You know, big third down conversion, called a DNA play. He read the coverage perfectly and then gave J.J. Hester a perfect throw right there. So I think that gives everybody a lot of confidence that these two guys have what it takes to play in this league.
His first collegiate pass was his first collegiate touchdown throw. 65 yards to J.J. Hester, who once he got behind the defense, it was all over.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you said a DNA play. For those that are here and that are listening,
yeah,
elaborate on exactly what that is.
You know, we call DNA. When you get cut open, that's who you are, right? Mm-hmm. You know, when the game's on the line, we're going to call stuff that we know and believe in. That's the DNA of who we are offensively and defensively. And we have base plays that we install every spring, every fall. I mean, we got all the trick plays and all that good stuff and shifts and motions. But when you cut us open, we're going to run the outside zone. We're going to run slant flat. You know, we're going to run a high low to the boundary. And you got to be able to execute them, and that's what we did.
Yeah, certainly did. I want to talk a little bit about the offensive line, too. Just, again, you played a lot of players up front. Was there a young player that really kind of captured your attention on film? And I'm thinking back to the Michael Cox run and the job that Bobby Lawrence did in getting downfield with a block.
Yeah, there were two really players that stood out for us. EJ, and I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name because I'm not good at it, but EJ did a really nice job on a couple of counter schemes. I mean, he knocked a guy down, and it was a heck of a pancake block. And then Bobby on Michael Cox run, I mean, led in the hole and knocked the safety out. I mean, we gave him a juice. That was bringing the juice, man. So really proud of both of those guys and the way that they're, you know, continuing to grow and develop. They're not finished product yet, but they're working really hard to be that way.
EJ Doma Ogar, the transfer from Oklahoma.
Go. Yeah, you got it.
You know, Bobby Lawrence, a St. Joe kid who's been in the program now for a few years.
Yep.
What's held him back, if anything? Is it just skill development and things like that?
No, I don't think. I mean, it's just competition, right?
Right.
It's just competition. You know, here's the thing. We have 85 players on scholarship, and all of them were starters in high school, and most of them were the best player on their team. All right. And so you could put that into a room and you're still creating competition. Mm-hmm. And sometimes your best isn't always better than somebody else's. And you got to keep working to refine your craft and find another edge and figure that out. And that's part of the struggle. That's part of life. You know, that's part of the growth process. It may be the same for some of these people at their job. You know, you're competitive against other people and sometimes other people are ahead of you. And that's just part of it. You got to keep growing, wait your turn. And when your opportunity presents itself, run through the hole, find the safety and knock him out. The guy behind you will score a touchdown.
Tigers head coach Eli Drinkwitz. We're going to take a break, but if you're in the crowd, get those hands up. Questions for the coach during the commercial break. See if you're a cheerleader, you might find yourself with a free cocktail. You might find yourself with the opportunity to ask a question to the coach. All you got to do is be here on Wednesday, Cheerleader Pub and Grill, corner of 63 and Stadium in Columbia, and on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait.
Wait. Wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit nexthomeparadigm.com. That's nexthomeparadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
What does greatness look like? It's one of those things, while not always obvious, everyone understands. It's your fourth grade teacher who always listened to you. The lady at your coffee shop who asks about your Jack Russell every visit. Your neighbor who's right there for you with good advice on just about everything. Greatness is sometimes the smallest act of kindness with the largest impact. At Great Southern Bank, we understand what makes our community great are the people. Great Southern Bank, understanding what really matters. Member FDIC.
The Mizzou-Arkansas SEC football rivalry continues. Shelter Insurance is proud to present the 8th annual Battle Line Rivalry Game between your Mizzou Tigers and the Arkansas Razorbacks. On Black Friday, November 26th in Fayetteville, Arkansas, the Battle Line Rivalry Game will rock the gridiron and heat up the border. Show your support so the Tigers can keep the trophy at home. It's all presented by Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield, we're your shelter.
Looking for a place to catch the Tigers this year? Look no further than Cheerleader Pub and Grill. With over 20 TVs and two 100-inch big screen projectors, Cheerleader Pub and Grill has you covered so you and your friends don't miss a minute. Enjoy game day with 40 beers on tap and choose from tons of options on their full gourmet food menu. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub and Grill, proud to be the home of Tiger Talk. M-I-Z.
It's time we all get back. It's time we all get back to more. More one-of-a-kind Saturdays. More rockin' jam-packed stadiums. More of what makes the mighty Southeastern Conference so much more. Team up with the SEC and learn more about the COVID-19 vaccination by going to getvaccineanswers.org. The SEC backs the vax because it's time we all get back to more. Go to getvaccineanswers.org. The SEC. It just means more.
Let Shelter Insurance take you to the zoo this season. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com/Mizzou. They will register you for a chance to win two tickets to a Tiger home game during the 2021 season. Coach Eli Drinkwitz is with us. Coming up in our next couple of segments, we'll introduce you to Missouri's Director of Football Operations, Andy Lutz, and then we'll close the show with a conversation with Deontay Boo-Smith. But the coach is with us for this segment. Just a thought. Second consecutive road game, you're going to leave on Thursday. How does it impact your work week schedule, practice schedule, and things like that?
It doesn't impact the practice schedule at all. It just, normally you leave on Friday, so everything has to get done on Wednesday night. So when I get done with here, I got to go back to work and finish a few things and projects and pack and all that stuff. So still normal routine tomorrow morning as far as grading tape and final ready lists and, you know, checklist and all that stuff, but got to be packed and ready to go tonight when I get there in the morning.
Yeah.
I got to take the trash out in the morning.
I know that my neighborhood, too. It's usually sitting right outside the door when I get up in the morning.
Don't even get me started on when we're going to be able to get some roll of trash cans out, but anyway, that's a whole other subject.
You know, this is a topic we covered last year on this show.
Yeah. I haven't been able to invoke that change either.
We'll work on it. More to come later.
Yeah.
You have been to Alumni Stadium on the campus of Boston College in Chestnut Hill.
Yeah.
Went there with North Carolina State. Just a thought on the facility and the environment that awaits.
Yeah, they're really right there on you. It's fully surrounded bowl stadium. When that thing's packed and it's loud and you got to be ready because the fans are going to be on top of you. So we work noise today and we've got to be ready to handle the environment, whatever comes that way.
They lost their starting quarterback, but they bring in a guy named Dennis Grissel, who's got a lot of experience. In fact, in each of the last three seasons, he started a game without being the guy that started the season as the starting quarterback. Yeah. When you watch him on film, what are some of the things that you like about the way he operates as their quarterback?
Well, I think he's got good command of the offense. You know, watch the spring game, and he does a really good job. You don't really see a difference between the plays that they called with the other guy and him, which is unique for that kind of quarterback. He actually runs the ball better than you think on zone reads and does a great job scrambling and creating plays. He tries to push the ball vertically down the field. And, you know, they play a ball control style of game. And so, you know, when they got the lead and it was 14 to nothing, you know, they haven't given up a point in the first half. I know they haven't given up a touchdown in the first half.
Right.
They just said, hey, we'll just ride this thing out. We're not going to lose the game. So we'll see. I mean, he threw for 500 and something yards against Virginia, which I got a lot of respect for Bronco Mendenhall and his defense. So this guy is very capable of lighting up the scoreboard, and we're going to have to bring our best stuff.
What do you like about Garwo and Levy?
They're two running backs. They're hard runners. They run behind a really talented offensive line and tight end. And Boston College has always recruited very strongly in the offensive line and tight end rooms. And so they create holes. They're great guys running the football. And it's going to be a real challenge. I mean, Zay Flowers is as good a wide receiver as we played, and we played some really good ones against Kentucky.
You certainly did. And you mentioned their defense. Yeah, they've not given up any points in the first half of their first three games that they've played. But they're also very good in special teams. They've already got a kickoff return for a touchdown, and they make plays in the special teams, the third phase.
Yeah, you can just tell they're a well-coached football team, and they know what their identity is, and we got to make sure that we're prepared and ready to play, and it's gonna be a good challenge.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great challenge. Okay, so let's go back to the trip itself. Okay. Fans want to know, you leave early, you get there Thursday night. What does Friday look like for your football team? What does Thursday evening when you arrive, Friday look like, and then getting ready for game day on Saturday?
You know, Thursday night when we get there, we'll get there about 9:15. Guys will get a snack, go to bed. Friday morning we wake up. We have what's called Fast Friday. 24 hours before the game, we want to get our central nervous system activated, so we'll do a 60-minute fast practice, and we're going to a location to do that, a practice site. Then we'll come back, ice tub, cold tub, let them rest, do an academic study hall that afternoon, and then Friday night we do a chapel, dinner, offensive, defensive meetings, and then we do a Friday night magic meeting, and then Saturday it's game day, and let's roll.
Friday night magic meeting.
Yeah.
Elaborate on that just a bit?
Nope. That's for the players. That's the magic. You can ask Boo about it if he wants to talk about it. If not, we'll keep that within the brotherhood.
I asked this last year when he joined us. I'm going to ask it again because he's an important member of your support staff. Why Andy Lutz, and what does he bring to your program?
Well, I mean, really the reason why we got Andy Lutz is because of Brandy Lutz and Aberly Lutz, and that's my wife's friend and my daughter's best friend, and so we're on the same softball team. And so Andy kind of makes sure that I'm at the softball games on time and all that. No, I'm just kidding. You know, Andy's a guy that I had an opportunity to hire at App State, and he's for me the perfect fit because he knows how to get stuff done. Mm-hmm. He knows how to keep me in line. He knows to calm me down when I'm out of whack. He knows how to to make sure that things that I overlook, he gets the details done, and he can manage people when I don't always manage them the right way. And so he's a veteran of people. I mean, if he's not working for me, he'd be working for Tommy Tuberville at the United States Senate. He was his DFO back in the day. So we're very fortunate to have Andy, and he's one of the best in the business, if not the best. And so I'm very fortunate to have him, you know, keeping me in line and keeping us operationally tight and sound.
Coach, we're blessed to have you here. Go get it done this weekend at Boston College.
We're going to MIZ.
ZOU. That's Eli Drinkwitz. I'm Mike Kelly. When we return, Andy Lutz joins us on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Looking for a place to catch the Tigers this year? Look no further than Cheerleader Pub & Grill. With over 20 TVs and two 100-inch big-screen projectors, Cheerleader Pub & Grill has you covered so you and your friends don't miss a minute. Enjoy game day with 40 beers on tap and choose from tons of options on their full gourmet food menu. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub & Grill. Proud to be the home of Tiger Talk. M-I-Z.
The Mizzou-Arkansas SEC football rivalry continues. Shelter Insurance is proud to present the 8th annual Battle Line Rivalry Game between your Mizzou Tigers and the Arkansas Razorbacks. On Black Friday, November 26th in Fayetteville, Arkansas, the Battle Line Rivalry Game will rock the gridiron and heat up the border. Show your support so the Tigers can keep the trophy at home. It's all presented by Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield, we're your shelter.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faro Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
It's time we all get back. It's time we all get back to more. More one-of-a-kind Saturdays. More rockin' jam-packed stadiums. More of what makes the mighty Southeastern Conference so much more. Team up with the SEC and learn more about the COVID-19 vaccination by going to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC backs the vax because it's time we all get back to more. Go to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC. It just means more.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait.
Wait. Wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit NextHomeParadigm.com. That's NextHomeParadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Before we get to our Socket Fiber Assistant Coach segment with Andy Lutz, let's remind you, Missouri at home coming up next Saturday against Tennessee. It is faculty and staff appreciation. Faculty and staff appreciation. All Mizzou faculty and staff eligible to receive a $25 ticket package for the game against Tennessee. It kicks off at 11 a.m. at Faro Field. $25 with a $10 game day concession voucher. Limit of 4 tickets per faculty and staff member. Tickets sent via mobile delivery. Concession vouchers must be picked up at Mizzou Arena between the 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday, September the 27th through Friday, October the 1st. Visit mutigers.com/faculty/staff and enter your email address to reserve your seats to help fill Faro for the Tigers SEC home opener. Quite a Wednesday night here at Cheerleaders. The coach is in the back taking pictures with the fraternities and sororities that have been here. Andy Lutz, you've seen this guy in action before.
I have.
He has a way to fill a room, doesn't he?
He can do it now. There's no doubt.
Yeah. I want to talk about your relationship with Drink in a second, but you've been at this football game for quite a while, all the way back to 1991.
A few years.
Just a few years. What got you into it? What was it that initially piqued your curiosity and drew your interest and took your career in this direction?
You know, I was playing, and I got hurt. I cracked a vertebrae in my neck, couldn't play anymore, and I was playing for Walt Harris mm-hmm. at the time, and he just took over the head job at Pacific, coming from Tennessee, and sat me down and talked to me about being a GA, and here I am.
Yeah, and then you transitioned into more of the administrative side eventually, yep. right? So when did you get into the administrative side and become a director of football operations?
When we were at Ole Miss with Coach Tuberville, I was a GA for 1 year on the field, moved into recruiting. And then when we went to Auburn, those 10 years at Auburn, I kind of made the shift from recruiting to operations. So then 2007, 2008, all the way up to now, been mostly all operations.
And that's where you encountered guys like Casey Woods and Eric Link, and a guy named Eli Drinkwitz was on the Auburn campus back in the day.
They actually came in after. We got fired in 2008, okay. and they came in after.
Okay. So when did you first cross paths with Drink?
He had the head job at Appalachian State. Then he hired a guy that I was working with at Georgia Tech. Coach Johnson retired, and then Coach Roof got me hooked up with Coach Drink.
I'll come back to that in a moment. I want to stay with your career. You've had a number of different experiences, been to a number of different places. As you know, this world of football can be somewhat nomadic, right?
Yep.
And so you're dependent on others in terms of longevity at times. How do you make that work? You know, not only from a career standpoint, but from a family standpoint and things like that.
Well, number one, you got to marry the right woman.
Right.
Because she's the glue that holds everything together. All the coaches are the same. We all have very strong wives that do a great job taking care of the house, raising the kids, working, doing whatever they do. You have to have that in place. And then it's just you got to have great camaraderie amongst the staff and the wives and all that, which we have and Coach Drink fosters. And we just got a great group that everybody's been through it. So everybody knows what to expect. Everybody knows how to deal with it. And you just roll with it. It's just part of it.
Describe this group of people, individuals that you work with on a daily basis, because, you know, you watch, it's a real cohesive unit when you watch this group of coaches work together, particularly on the practice field. You see them on the sidelines during games. But for you on a daily basis, what is it about this group that stands out?
Just their work ethic. They work hard. They do a great job with the kids. They recruit. But when we have a chance to go play, we go play. Mm-hmm. And we enjoy each other. We enjoy being around each other. There's no individual, you know, agendas or anything like that. So Coach does a great job keeping us all on the same line. And we just enjoy being around each other.
What are some of the things that you guys have done as a staff that you've enjoyed the most?
We've had some good staff outings up at the lake and just regular golf trips and we get together at everybody's houses. Coach Drink does a good job with the staff and the wives and it's just getting away from the office, being able to be together without having to talk ball.
Yeah, well, in terms of the job, and it's really kind of a broad brush when you see it, director of football operations, that encompasses a great number of things. The very fundamentals, break it down for these folks so they understand more of what your role is.
Well, I mean, everything in football other than the coaching part. We oversee all their scholarships, their academics, their housing, their meals, their food, their travel, all their personal stuff away from football, all the other things that they need. Taking care of their families on away games and home games and bowl games and all that type of stuff. So, like, for me, the biggest thing for me, I have a great group that I work with, from Brett to Tori to Max to Liz to everybody. That it's not just one person. There's so many things one person can't do it. You have to have a great staff. Coach has been really good allowing us to hire a bunch of good people. And we got to, everybody has their facet on what they take care of.
How difficult is a week like this when it's compressed and you're leaving a day early?
It brings challenges. But even you've been, I mean, I've done it, so it's just another trip.
More with Andy Lutz after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faroe Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait.
Wait. Wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit NextHomeParadigm.com. That's NextHomeParadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
At Central Bank, we turn possibilities into realities, and for our customers, relationships into returns. We're a community bank that goes where you go, with comprehensive tools and seamless solutions for every step in your financial journey. Do more with your money. Start your journey today at centralbank.net. Central Bank. We do banking better. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Looking for a place to catch the Tigers this year? Look no further than Cheerleader Pub & Grill. With over 20 TVs and two 100-inch big-screen projectors, Cheerleader Pub & Grill has you covered so you and your friends don't miss a minute. Enjoy game day with 40 beers on tap and choose from tons of options on their full gourmet food menu. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub & Grill, proud to be the home of Tiger Talk. M-I-Z.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. And throughout our history, it has never wavered. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
This is the Socket Fiber Assistant Coaches segment with Missouri's Director of Football Operations, Andy Lutz. Coming up next, we'll introduce you to Deontay Booth-Smith. He'll join us here on the show for the final segment. You get a chance to spend a lot of time with these kids, you know, and the student athletes. And, you know, that's I would imagine that's one of the things that keeps you at this as long as you've been at it, is watching these young kids that come in somewhat sheepishly as freshmen and then leave as men as juniors or seniors. Is that accurate on my part?
No, it is. I mean, it's very – when you see a kid come in struggling as a freshman and then it happens so fast, before you know it, they're graduating and they're fifth-year guys. And it's amazing to see the transformation of the young man when he comes in and all the things that we do to help him grow and where they finish. It's very very positive experience.
Yeah, I've always said that's one of the most rewarding parts of my job is just get to interact with the student athlete. And again, I've shared a story before where we had a young man that came in as a freshman. He would never look at you, never make eye contact. By the time he was a senior, the arm was extended, and he was looking at you, making eye contact and smiling from ear to ear. That's what makes it special. What else about your job are some of the things that excite you on a daily basis, you know?
I'm a detailed, organized type guy. So, like last night when the schedule came out, I already got all my folders made. I got everything set up and ready to go for the season. I already got all my hotels lined up for next year. And it's always a new challenge. We face new things. Max and I face new things every day with these guys and the coaches. And, I mean, it's Max and I have it split up. He takes care of the players. I take care of the coaches. And half the time I have it worse than Max has. But it's just the challenges that we face every day. You know, it's not a monotonous job. There's new things every single day.
You work for Tommy Tuberville, now a sitting United States Senator. Did you see that in his future when you worked with him as a football coach?
I don't know if I saw that. I don't know. But, no, he's a very charismatic, very well-spoken, true, you know, gentleman. I think he'll do a great job there if they will allow, you know, those new guys that come in, new men and women that come in, if they give them an opportunity to make a difference. I think he's one of those guys that can. He's not gonna fall in line and just do whatever with, like everybody else does. He's going to be his own guy, speak his mind, and I think he'll do a good job for our country.
You've been a couple of places in the SEC, obviously. You've been at Ole Miss. You've been at Auburn. You've been in Missouri. Now this is your second season. First of all, what have you come to enjoy about Mizzou and Columbia, you and your family?
I love the town. I'm an outdoorsy hunting and fishing guy. And there's obviously a lot to do like that around here. We like to do a lot of things outside in parks. There's so many parks and things to do for kids and families and sports. And the city programs for the sports is really good. My daughter's involved in all that stuff. And I mean, it's just a great family atmosphere town.
You've also seen the way programs operate, both from a football standpoint, from an athletic standpoint. As you look at the opportunities that are here for this football program moving forward, there are a lot of opportunities to continue to build this thing, aren't there?
There is. I mean, we got a ways to go, like Coach said, but you have a lot of the tools that you need to be able to take that next step. We have those in place. You know, we got the new indoor coming, which will be huge for recruiting and just practice preparation. I know Ryan Russell will really get a lot out of that. But the facilities that we have, there's a lot of good things in place. We just got to be able to capitalize on recruiting and, you know, keeping kids in this state. And if we do that, I think, you know, we will take the next step.
Yeah, and as a fan base, they have to be able to, obviously, not only step forward in terms of attending the games, but also the business community helping to provide NIL opportunities for those recruits to keep them in town, too.
Yep, that's true. NIL is going to be huge. It's going to completely change the whole collegiate atmosphere and the way everything is run. So I think we're heading in the right direction. There's a few things that we need to improve on, and we will. We have a good plan to do it, and we'll just keep building it.
Andy, give me an update on the indoor practice facility and when you anticipate things moving forward in terms of breaking ground and things like that.
I would think mid-November, late November, there may be some holes put in the ground and some equipment brought in. Somewhere in that time frame.
What is it about the design of that that's going to make it unique?
The accessibility, being able to come straight out of the weight room up that hill and walk straight into the facility. You know, all that hill will be gone. They'll move a lot of stuff around. But just the functionality of it, being able to, for Ryan to do what he needs to do strength-wise, to be able to go in there without the weather being an issue, for us here in about 3 weeks, we're going to have to start practicing somewhere with lights because mm-hmm. we don't have lights on the practice field.
Right.
So we got to either bring in construction lights or we can now with that new indoor, we'll be able to go inside and still have a full 100-yard field and be able to do what we need to get done.
Hey, man, great to see you tonight. We'll see you on the trip. Appreciate all you do.
We'll do it.
Thanks for being here.
You got it, man.
It's Andy Lutz, Missouri's Director of Football Operations. Deontay Boo-Smith is up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faroe Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
What's the mark of a true fan? Someone who shows up game after game, supporting their team no matter what. Celebrating the wins. Hanging in there through the tough times. Passionate and vocal. Loyal and consistent. At Great Southern Bank, that's how we feel about our communities. Proud to be a part of the team, showing up day after day, ready to help however we can. Great Southern Bank. We're fans too. Member FDIC.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa!
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield. I'm Mike Kelly. Coming up, we're going to introduce you to Missouri wide receiver Deontay Boo-Smith and our Club Car Wash student athlete interview. Club Car Wash brings you the conversations with the student athletes each and every week. The official car wash of the Tigers, Club Car Wash, formerly Tiger Express, with unlimited membership starting at $20 a month. Visit clubcarwash.com to find a location near you. Also, a reminder about the Tennessee game coming up a week from Saturday. Hey, Tiger students, fill the hill against Tennessee for $20. Mizzou students eligible for $20 tickets for the hill seating for the game against Tennessee on October the 2nd at 11 a.m. inside of Faroe Field. Visit mutigers.com/fill the hill to make your purchase today. With that, let's bring into the conversation. He is a native of Kansas City. He wears number 31, Deontay Boo-Smith.
I appreciate it.
You found the end zone for the first time in your Mizzou career on Saturday against Southeast Missouri on a beautiful throw from Connor Bazelak. How did that feel?
It felt good. It felt like I missed the end zone. So yeah. When I got the catch, I felt good. That's all I can really say.
And I would imagine you're waiting for more of what you just heard after making receptions. More of the
boo. Yeah. That's I actually love that. Just from like growing up, wouldn't expect this from a long way. So just hearing that, especially going out the field of punt return and everyone yelling boo, just. It's still blessings, so it feel like blessings.
Yeah, and you mentioned that. There were a few years ago you didn't know this was possible. You didn't know that this was going to be the ultimate
stop for you, that you were going to get a chance to play in your home state for the state institution and play in the Southeastern Conference. You took a rather circuitous route to get here. So coming out of high school, let's go back to Raytown. Coming out of high school, what were the opportunities that were presented to you at that point in time?
Opportunities, I had like some Division I, a lot of Division I's were track and field. I was a good track and field athlete. But I kind of wanted to stay close to home and play football. So I originally went to Mid-American Nazarene, which is only like 45 minutes from my house. Went there for like the first semester and kind of wasn't my fit. So I took the, I decided to find a way to go JUCO route because I was going to, I wanted to continue like boxing and stuff like that. But I decided to take the JUCO route and it paid off. It was a hard, it was hard too because I had to walk on there, make the team there. Win JUCO, I earned scholarships for track and field. I was All-American in that, and other schools looked at that for football as well. I was a good return man, and a lot of teams love speed. Oklahoma State was a school that was recruiting me very, very well out of JUCO for track and field, so I went there, was gonna walk on there, and then I told my mom I decided to come to Missouri because Missouri is home, so I felt like I wanted to play for something bigger, and I also knew, like, I couldn't just let an opportunity go. So I told her just I was going to do what I had to do to make the team. I made the team first year and played and had, what, 7 catches against the defending champs. So it's been a long way, but it's all, it
that
all
That would have been
off.
In the win against LSU. He had 7 receptions in that ball game.
Yes, sir. Yes,
surely
sir.
You remember.
Yeah.
But the opportunities at Missouri weren't there right away. You reached out. You were aggressive in terms of trying to get a hold of people.
Yes, sir.
Walk us through that initial phase of you trying to, I guess, capture Missouri's attention.
Well, that was very hard because I had a friend that went here, Dominic Jacinto. He transferred out now. But Barry Odom was here at the time. And he was the guy I was reaching to, but I was kind of aware that he wasn't going to be here too long. So after that point, that's when I was thinking, like, oh, is Missouri going to be the fit? But I decided to stick with it. So when Drinks got hired, I reached out to him, as much as I could. And he finally allowed me to come on and do a walk-on tryout. And Lord, Casey Lewis was, he was my receiver coach at that tryout. So, but it all, I reached out to him. It worked out. He allowed me to come out there, and it paid off. That's all I can really say. It paid off, and stepping ladders from there just kept going up,
What was that like when they finally said, you are good enough to be a part of this program?
In the most humblest way, it felt like, once again, it felt like to me, it felt like I worked this hard, so I feel like I deserve it. But it feels like a relief off your shoulder, but it's not nothing done yet because you feel like the work is not done. It's just getting started. But just to be able to get there on those opportunities and stuff like that from just working as hard, and when you get those opportunities, you got to make everyone count. But it don't matter, like, even if you get it, you got to keep going. It's just like getting a raise, if I would say. When you get that raise, you want to just keep going. So I'm trying to do as much as I can.
Similar question. I'm going to ask it a little differently, though, because now you have the experience of having been here for a season. Now you're in a position where you're making an impact on the team. You're seeing all of your dreams come to fruition. For a Missouri kid that wanted to be at Mizzou, what does it mean to Boo Smith to be a Missouri Tiger?
Ooh, it means the world. It means the world. I love it. Actually, I love it, especially. It means the world. One thing I will say, Missouri has some wonderful fans. I will say that they have some wonderful fans. I've never witnessed no negativity and nothing like that. It means a lot to me just because, once again, I am a Missouri kid. So when I say I'm playing for Mizzou, it's like Coach always say, you're playing for the name on your back and the name on your front. And to me, that's the name on my heart because I'm a Missouri kid.
You know what, this is a guy who candidly said he was nervous about doing this evening as he was sitting down. He is such a natural, and he's got a great personality, a tremendous smile. Let's talk about you as a person beyond football. What are you studying right now? God only gives you a certain amount of days to play this great game. What would you eventually like to do once that opportunity comes to an end?
Well, I study health science. If God gave me the opportunity, of course, I would want to play in the league, anything like that. But take away that, I really love helping people. That's what a lot of people don't know. I love to help people because my past is not the prettiest. So if I was able to do player development, coaching, anything like that, or just be a therapist to help people, that's something that I really like to do, with kids, anything like that. Like, I got a lot of people that look up to me. I'm the youngest of six brothers, but it's crazy that other people kind of look up to me. I decide, always help them, tell them, don't give up or stuff like that, because I am, to certain people, a walking example. So just to help them and help everyone, that's really my goal. So if it's, my goal is to really be like a coach and a mentor. And wherever, God leads me to, or leads my heart to, if it ain't besides football, that would be that. Also love running track too, running track and boxing. Could be a boxing coach, but I have a lot of good things that, and a lot of connections that will lead me to bright futures.
We got about a minute left, and I want to get to this because you don't get to this point, right? Your hard work, mm-hmm. Your perseverance helped get you here. But there were people that surrounded you that helped you along the way. Who are those people that helped you along the way? Your family and things like that?
Always my family. I have a good support system. I would say that family, friends, and stuff like that. But it's just this number one lady that always been with me, and that's my mom. My mom has always, always been there. I've never seen her struggle. Well, we struggle, but complain, anything like that. So that was my perseverance. To see my mama do it, you can't tell me I can't do it. And she's a strong woman, and she raised strong men. So I decided to, I would never give up on her. She never gave up on me. So it means more to me just to give back to her and my family. I have a wonderful family, wonderful family.
How about a round of applause for Deontay Boo Smith? I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for listening to Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield. Live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, this has been Tiger Talk, brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. And by Cheerleader. Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.